You're listening to SBS News.
For the third day in a row, the Prime Minister spent the morning at a housing development, this time in the marginal Labor-held seat of Corangamite in regional Victoria, spruiking his super for housing plan. The opposition leader made his final appearance at the National Press Club before the election, as the Prime Minister snubbed the opportunity to make his address, becoming the first leader in around 50 years to do so. The day was dominated by the latest wage figures, showing annual pay had only increased by 2.4%. It's far away from the inflation rate, which now sits at 5.1%, meaning workers effectively saw a 2.7% pay cut. In a campaign hinged on cost of living issues, Anthony Albanese says it's further proof vulnerable Australians are being left behind.
This delivers the biggest cuts to real wages in more than 20 years. Australian workers are paying the price for a decade of bad policy and economic failures.
The Reserve Bank predicts real wages will only increase, meaning wage growth will rise above inflation late next year. The Coalition maintains international pressures are impacting on inflation, and the Prime Minister says Australia is faring better than other nations.
The challenge is inflation, and that's a global challenge. So I draw your attention to the facts. Let's focus on the facts. In Australia, inflation 5.1%. In New Zealand, almost 7%. In the United States, 8.5%.
The gap in real wages has been a key target for Labor, but the latest polls are showing the opposition is losing ground. A survey of more than 1,400 voters conducted for 9 newspapers suggests support for Labor has dropped and the coalition edging up. Labor is still ahead after preferences, but the election could become too close to call. Anthony Albanese is hoping his press club pitch will be enough to sway those undecided.
This government are the least transparent, least open, least fair income government in Australian political history. And you know what they did yesterday? They stood up and said, we're going to gut the public service even more. Well, you know what that leads to? Robo-debt. It doesn't save money, it costs money.
But the government is accusing Labor of not being transparent by refusing to release its election costings until tomorrow, just 2 days before polling day. Scott Morrison says the opposition are avoiding questions on the matter.
Yesterday, Anthony Albanese did the full Forrest Gump when it came to being asked about his costings. Off he was, running, run Forrest, run. That's what we saw him from yesterday doing when he was asked the simple question, how are you going to pay for your policies?
Transparency, another key issue of the campaign, is under the spotlight again after a rare intervention from 31 former judges, urging party leaders to immediately introduce a strong integrity commission. Judges, including former Victorian Court of Appeal Judge Stephen Charles, told SBS one of the reasons he thinks the government has been reluctant to bring an anti-corruption watchdog to Parliament, despite promising to establish one before the last election.
But what the Prime Minister is thinking of is seeing himself up in front of one of these commissions, being forced to justify his own misbehaviour, which is pretty well established.
Scott Morrison has previously called the New South Wales Independent Commission Against Corruption a kangaroo court for holding open hearings. He says the judges are entitled to their own opinion.
I express opinions on judges myself and courts from time to time. It's a free country. I'm happy for them to make their contribution. But what I do know is that we have a policy of 347 pages with extensive powers.
It's a platform former journalist-turned-independent candidate Zoe Daniel has been campaigning on. A so-called teal candidate backed by Climate 200, she's hoping to turn the blue ribbon seat of Goldstein in Melbourne, currently held by Liberal Tim Wilson.
Look, if there's one umbrella issue that people raise with me in this electorate, it's integrity and accountability. People are really frustrated about oversight. They want to have more oversight of government and those who are leading us.
As the polls narrow ahead of election day, independents like Zoe Daniel could be in a position to negotiate for an integrity commission in the event of a hung parliament. Krishani Danji, SBS News. And has Scott Morrison been to your suburb? What about Anthony Albanese? We've created an interactive map of every seat the leaders have visited on the campaign trail. Head to the SBS News website now or download the SBS News app to explore it.